From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, March 12th. Coming up, the Village of Rantoul's massive family sports complex is set to open next month. We'll learn more about the facility and Rantoul's hopes for economic growth from Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois is set to receive several billion dollars from the so-called American Rescue Plan that President Joe Biden signed into law yesterday. Hannah Meisel reports.
The $1.9 trillion federal stimulus package sends $7.5 billion to Illinois' coffers, a welcome windfall for a state with decades of structural budget deficits. State officials responsible for managing Illinois' budget say the money will be spent strategically, though there is no formal plan yet. State Representative Mike Zaleski, a Democrat from Riverside, told Governor J.B. Pritzker's budget director on Thursday that lawmakers should be much more involved in decisions on how to spend the federal money.
If necessary, I've asked for appropriations authority before too many strategic decisions are made, because I think the legislature would like a say in appropriating money, given our role.
State budget officials told lawmakers that they expect income tax revenue to remain mostly flat. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Increasing numbers of faculty and students at the University of Illinois have been vaccinated for COVID-19. Nonetheless, university officials say they'll still be required to test for the virus as usual. Robin Kaler, Associate Chancellor for Public Affairs, says it's still important to test for COVID even if you're fully vaccinated.
The whole point of testing is to keep the greater community safe. The experts say the vaccine protects you against the virus, but it doesn't necessarily prevent you from spreading the virus. Until we get to that herd immunity and the pandemic ends, we've got to all keep helping each other.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a growing body of evidence indicates that the vaccine might prevent people from spreading the virus to the unvaccinated. However, public health officials remain uncertain whether vaccinated individuals could transmit the virus to someone who's not been vaccinated. University of Illinois senior Sophia Bird says she was confused by a recent text message from a friend saying congrats. As it turned out, Bird had just been nominated for 2 Grammy Awards. Bird was a vocalist for a musical project called Place by Ted Hearn. The musical stage production about gentrification is up for 2 Grammys this Sunday. Bird says she hopes the piece inspires people to think about the plight of poorer people being forced out of neighborhoods that are suddenly too expensive for them.
I really do believe in this project. I think it is so meaningful, and it in addition to being a beautifully constructed work, it is powerful and speaks to so many controversial topics.
Bird says she'll attend a remote watch party for the 63rd Annual Grammy Awards with the rest of the cast Sunday night. Champaign-Urbana public health officials say more than 1,200 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine were administered Wednesday. More than 38,000 people have been fully vaccinated for COVID-19 in Champaign County, which accounts for about 22% of the county's vaccine-eligible population. But Carle Health has had to postpone several second-dose vaccine clinics scheduled over the next few days because of a lack of supply of the Pfizer vaccine. The News Gazette reports that second-dose clinics scheduled at the former Dress Barn store in Champaign for today, tomorrow afternoon, Sunday, and Monday have all been postponed. A second-dose clinic scheduled for tomorrow morning at the same location will go on as scheduled. Carle will contact those who had appointments to reschedule their second dose. Coming up, we'll hear about the new Rantoul Family Sports Complex, scheduled to open next month on the village's west side. Rantoul officials hope it will bring much-needed economic development. That's next on 217 Today.
The COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted our educational systems with long-lasting consequences. I'm Lee Gaines, education reporter for Illinois Newsroom. I'm diving deep into the issues that matter to students, teachers, and families, shining a light on problems and looking for solutions. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Construction crews are finishing up their work on the Rantoul Family Sports Complex for a mid-April opening. The village-owned facility, with 18 fields for baseball, soccer, and other sports, will host local sports programs in Rantoul, but it's really aimed at sports tourism, regional sports events that can bring families and their dollars to Rantoul and Champaign County. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows spoke with Director of Sports Operations Ryan Reed about the new facility.
So when we say sports tourism, what are the key elements that a good facility has to have that you believe this one has?
Number one is accessibility. The great thing about our county is that we have three interstates that intersect from three major cities, right? So we're pulling from St. Louis, Indianapolis, and Chicago. And then with the sports complex being right off of the Interstate 57, it's one of the very few complexes in the Midwest or really anywhere where you can get off the interstate, check into a hotel, and be at the field within 10 minutes. Then when building this complex, we focused on really the service that we plan to provide our tournament providers, the well thought out layout of the complex. So when you park your car, you're only 3 minutes from the field that you're going to get to. But I think the biggest thing is we're really technology driven. And so we have state-of-the-art LED lights. If there was a field light that wasn't turned on, I can turn it on from anywhere in the world from my cell phone. The synthetic turf, we use a rubber sand combination that keeps the turf cool and comfortable to play on. So it's like playing on real grass. So all of those things really mixed together is what kind of makes a sports tourism complex tick.
And because you're dealing with organized sports activities, these facilities have to reach certain standards and dimensions for them to use, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We built the four biggest baseball fields to spec so we could host high school baseball. So that's a great example. Most sports complexes across the country, you can play on a field or two, and then the rest of those games are played out in the community at area high schools or other fields. So at our complex, we can actually play on all four of our north fields at the high school level. And then the multi-purpose fields, those are all NCAA regulation fields. So we've got fields that are 120 by 70. They're all lined for soccer, but again, they're all the right size so we can host everything up to a collegiate level down.
And besides soccer, what other games can be played on those fields?
Right now we have soccer, ultimate frisbee, football. We have all those things booked, but we'll be able to host rugby, lacrosse, laser tag, and dodgeball, and all kinds of different sports that actually do travel really well. In fact, we're working with Visit Champaign County now. We have a bid in for Quidditch, the made-up sport from Harry Potter. And believe it or not, thousands of people travel for that sport. And so if we can win that bid, it'll be a really exciting thing to add to the more traditional sports that you see out there.
How many people do you expect this facility to bring in from out of town, say in a year?
Right now, we're estimating for 2021 to be about 250,000 or maybe a little bit more than that. But I think in a few years, we'll see 1 million people a year, both local visitors and people from out of town.
What does that mean for restaurants and hotels, either existing ones or new ones being built?
The economic impact is really great. If we have a tournament of roughly 60 teams, you know, we're going to see somewhere around between 3,500 to 5,000 people. We have weekends out here where if we're running both soccer and baseball, we might see upwards of 10 to 15,000. So at a community level, when it comes to restaurants and hotels, Rantoul will be absolutely overloaded with people. And the nice thing about our county and the reason that we're marketing the complex as a countywide tourism sports complex is because we need what Champaign and Urbana has. Even if Rantoul were to add 10 more restaurants and 4 more hotels, we're still talking about events that will still fill those North Prospect hotels and the hotels that are off the interstate in Urbana.
What's the first event to take place there at the complex?
Very first event is scheduled for April 17th. It's a youth baseball and softball tournament with Game Day USA. If everything goes to plan and we're on time, we're actually going to host a Rantoul tournament the week before April 9th, 10th, and 11th that will feature our local softball and quite a few teams from around the area.
That's Ryan Reed, Director of Sports Operations at the new Rantoul Family Sports Complex. He spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see plenty of sunshine today with a high of 57 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Cesar Sanchez, Farrah Anderson, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.